I'm Helen Holland, and I was going to tell you about the motion that I'm moving tomorrow on Tuesday at the council meeting on behalf of the Labour Group. We want to absolutely put on record that the cuts which are now being visited on local government generally, but obviously we're particularly concerned about Bristol, are unsustainable. They are going to completely undermine many of the services that people have come to depend on over the years past. And we want to find out really exactly where the Liberal Democrats and the Conservative Party stand on those cuts, because we know that in other parts of the country, Liberal Democrats haven't been afraid to criticise their own MPs in government who have put this level of cuts onto local government. There's a letter, which you may have heard about, which Liberal Democrat leaders up and down the country signed and was published in the Times, criticising the government's cuts. Unfortunately, the leader in Bristol, Barbara Jank, didn't sign that letter, although afterwards she claimed that she did sign it, but late on. So just in case, so that we know exactly where she stands, we're looking for the Liberal Democrats to support this motion, because largely the words of the motion are directly taken from that letter. The rest of them are taken from a letter that Labour leaders, myself included, responded in the Times the next day in February to say that if the Liberal Democrats in local government are serious about protesting about the cuts, then they ought to join with us and make sure that Eric Pickles, the local government secretary, and Danny Alexander, their minister in the Treasury, really understand exactly what the impact of these cuts are going to be. Because make no mistake, this is not about shaving a few jobs off, a few voluntary organisations losing their grants, and some services that we've got used to in the past disappearing. This is about much more fundamental changes, and we need to make sure that people are aware of that. We hope that the motion will be successful. Even if it isn't, there's the opportunity on Saturday, and I know that many of my colleagues will be there with other councillors from all over the country, members of the public, other public servants, complaining, objecting, demonstrating about the level of cuts, and I'm expecting there to be a huge turnout at the demonstration in London on Saturday.